I was interrogated, physically assaulted, and then detained by the Israeli government. My name is Anastasia. I'm an Australian citizen. On the 10th of March, I flew from Australia to Tel Aviv. They pushed me, they grabbed me, they just physically assaulted me because they were trying to move me as quickly as possible through, and there was no patience whatsoever. I was asked for my passport, my visa, which had been approved, and I was visiting the holy sites. I showed him my ticket for my return flight to Australia. He didn't even look at it. He didn't care. It didn't matter. This one young guy, he was just trying to mess with me. We were walking through, he goes, now you're going to go to prison. You're going into a prison like Auschwitz with women where you're going to sleep one on top of the other. And there's lesbians there and murderers there. So be prepared. He started questioning me about my views on the war. Then he asked me a series of questions about my family, whether or not I had a passport from another country, which I don't. And then they asked me to open my phone, and they said, open WhatsApp. They actually started scrolling through. They started just looking through everything on my WhatsApp. They were just opening everything. They didn't ask for permission. They just said they just did it. It was their right to. At some point, I started to feel my wrists swell, and I realized it was from the handcuffs. And then I started to notice bruises all over my body. And 2 days later, I had bruises all over my body. I have them on my arms, I have my on my thighs, on my upper thighs, behind, on my calves, on my shins. Throughout this entire process that they were detaining Eastern Europeans, specifically people with Ukrainian passports, I noticed on the wall in the detention room that there was a screen, and it listed names of people, and they were white, and then they were yellow, and then they went red. My name, when I walked in, was red. I was on that list, and it's because I had an Eastern European name. Despite being an Australian citizen, being born in Australia, always living in Australia, I was on that list because of my name. Eventually, there was a shift changeover, actually, and a man came in and he asked me, he goes, what's going on? Why are you here? I go, I don't know. And I said, I just wanted to visit some religious sites and carry on. And he looked at my paperwork and he went, oh, they've made a mistake with you. Then I get my bags. They tell me, time to go. I get my bags. They rush me through, like rush as quickly as possible, rush me through. I get on the flight to go back to Dubai. I have witnessed the Israeli occupation commit atrocities against Palestinians for the last year. And then I learned about what they have been doing for 76 years. I experienced the inhumane treatment towards myself. I cannot imagine what they do towards Palestinians